Yeah, Magon. What up, my people? Yeah, another BAM Sunday. We go get into a few things and break some things down today. You know, we got some things that basically taking over the airways right now with, you know, with this new Meta, so-called Facebook, you know, building this virtual world for the masses. We go talk about that. And we go discuss a little bit, you know, the so-called lockdown that they got in Australia for the so-called, you know, unvaccinated and the people who they so-called contact tracing and they got the virus. We go talk about that a little bit and, you know, see what we can get out of that. Now, we go first talk about the so-called Meta that Facebook introduced to the masses. Now, you know, somebody introduced me to a movie the other day, not too long ago. And they was like, you know, I need to check out that movie. It was a kind of like a, you know, cartoon type of movie when I start watching it. I'm like, you know, what is this really about? But because I told the person, you know, I will just check it out. You don't even have to get into much details. I will, because if something there, I wanted to look and see it without somebody actually telling me. But he was like, yeah, check out the movie. So when I'm watching, I'm like, I kind of was kind of like, you know, frustrated with it a little bit. Wanted to turn it off because it's more like a cartoon type thing where they show it. But their point was, you know, a virtual world they were showing you, basically, like a virtual world. I think the movie is called Strike Player One or something like that. I think it's Strike Player One or First Player One or something. So the movie was basically talking about, you know, based on these avatars that people can create and go in this virtual world, you know. And that's the same thing the Facebook introduced, they call Meta. Because, you know, I seen when the Mark Zuckerberg character basically come on and, you know, introducing the shit, but wasn't really looking into it. I thought that it was just changing the name and, you know, take it from there. But we see the name change to Meta because it is the Greek alphabet bullshit that they give you. You know what I mean? Mentioning some peoples that was out there in ancient days. No lie. So the virtual world thing that they're bringing is basically, you know, they have this VR thing that you put over your eyes, like, you know, like zombies do. You know what I mean? Like, if you put something over your eyes, you're basically not in tune with what's going on around you. Do you understand what I mean? So that's why I call it zombie mode. Because what they show you as zombies is show you that people that not in tune with what's going on, they're just in another world. So that's why I say zombie, because once you put that shit on, you're not tuned with the regular world and natural world stuff that's going on around you or nothing. Just in that so-called, you know, virtual reality. So this shit is more serious than I thought at first. Because the movie show you that this way right here is basically the future. You understand? So you out there basically on some kind of system where you can watch other people moving around in avatar and you even can communicate with them. Now, people, the reason why I'm talking about this is because I kind of see where they're going and you already know that's what I do. So, with people becomes avatar in a damn video game, because with this lockdown and the COVID that they give you, and you know, a lot of people still, you know, can move around still, but, you know, in a lot of countries and a lot of areas, they got restrictions. People can't get to move around. Like I mentioned, the Jamaican people basically have 4-day lockdown out of the week, so they're only free to move around for 3 days out of the whole week. So I'm saying, even though you might at a point where are a place where it's not that strict with the lockdown, there's still some kind of, you know, restrictions there, and some people is going to worse than you. So I'm saying, though, they set this shit up, because the movie is 2018, by the way, and then the so-called Facebook chipped this shit in this year. So what I'm saying is they know that the people are going to be trapped at home, basically, for the most part, are, you know, that's their best option, to stay at home and, you know, meddle with these games and these bullshit that they got for the masses, and binge watching those programming that they got on Netflix and, you know, all those streaming services. So I'm just saying, though, people, with the population, like I don't tell you already, with the population gonna be decrease, why they're showing you so-called avatars for real life? That's a good question you need to ask. Why would they want to turn the world into a virtual kind of world? You have virtual money. And by the way, in the movie, the games that they're playing and they're in it for real, they actually buying stuff for real money. So there was a little thing going on where they say that Nike kind of, I think they said Nike put a ban on their stuff or something like that. I don't remember what that article was saying, but it says something like, you know, they ban their product. Nike banned their product from being in the game. So it's getting serious, people. No lie. This virtual thing is getting serious. So you can actually buy stuff with real money as a fucking avatar, a game character. It's deep, people. It's deep. So when you get a chance, you can see, if you don't, you know, if you're not already seeing it, the metaverse that Facebook created and so-called, you know, basically trying to implement it to the people right now. So in some part of YouTube, you can find some videos where people actually, you know, showing you their avatar in the game and how it plays and all of them things. But that's some serious deception coming right there, people. You know, I basically, you showing up as an avatar and some kind of video streaming, gaming type of shit. So I'm saying, though, people, when you see an avatar of Tom or Sony or whoever on the game, you go think that that's a real person, because that's a real person he's supposed to be based off of. He's supposed to be a real person playing on the next end. But all you're gonna know for real that it's not bots. I'm just saying, people. How you're gonna know that it's not really bots you're playing against, and thinking that it's Tony over there or another man over there in another country, and you just see an avatar show up. They tell you in some of the things that you're gonna participate in the game, you have to actually use your real face or your real head, basically, and an avatar body. Come on, people. I'm thinking that this right here is a deception to hide the fact that the people are gonna be dying. Like I say, you go on there and you get so, you know, comfortable with, you know, basically communicating with avatars and think and say it's human. So when you get into that type of vibe, that type of life, or, you know, get that in your brain a little bit, you're gonna actually think that, yeah, anybody I see, any avatar I see, is actually a person. What I'm saying, people, how you gonna really sure? Just like we on these social networks, and now and then you might see some bot accounts come trying to mash it up, trying to, you know, throw a monkey wrench in what you got going on. I've seen it on every network that I've been on. So I want to know, is it really going to be a real human being on the other end that you so-called interacting with in the game? I think because they are going to depopulate the people with the vaccination. That's why they bring these kind of things out here. You understand? You're not, you're trying to get it out of your mind that, you know, you can just walk down the road and talk to somebody for real, because they give you this COVID, you have to separate from people, new variants, and they're trying to make a solution now by giving you this virtual world to live in. You sit at home, you can't go nowhere. But in the virtual world, you can fly to another country and actually interact in going to clubs. You understand what I'm saying, people? And the people sitting there with the goggles on their face, completely cut off of real live reality. They're in a virtual world. Nobody can tell me that's a good thing. Nobody. That's something that they're introducing right now in the new world order. Now, let's discuss this Facebook for a little bit before we move on to the next subject. I talk about it and I let people know that, hey, the Mark Zuckerberg, I don't know if you really believe that it's a real human being. You see, just like we're talking about the avatar right now and the metaverse, same thing. See some avatar, you think it's a human, but are you gonna really sure? Same thing with the fucking Mark Zuckerberg. Every time I see it, I don't know if I got a different eyes from people, but this don't look like a real human being, period, people. This does not look like a human being. Just like Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, and all of them. Even the Tim Cook character that they say running Apple. And by the way, they're telling you that all of these people that I mentioned, Elon Musk is against the so-called metaverse because he tell you that AI gonna take over the world, which is, they're never gonna tell you the real meaning of that. It meaning that they're gonna plant some bots in you to control you. That's what they mean by AI gonna take over the world. So I don't know about the Jeff Bezos. I don't think he mentioned nothing on so-called the metaverse, so-called. But they say Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, also, you know, going against it and be like, nah, this is not the way to go. And Elon Musk say, I warned you before and you go on that route with this, you know, computer shit on the people. But what you have to understand, with those big names going against it, that's why you know it actually gonna make it. Do you understand what I mean? Because what they're doing is putting it out there. When you see Elon Musk have an interview and he's gonna mention it and they're gonna clip that out and post it and post it and post it, they're just trying to make it more, you know, in the people's subconscious mind that they actually have it and gonna do it. So the Jeff Bezos, the Tim Cook and them going against the so-called metaverse, that don't mean nothing. It just mean that they want to put it on some more. They want everybody to know about it. So don't be thinking that they're going to shut it down. I don't think so. I really believe that's where they're going. Yes, the virtual world, you're spending virtual money, meeting virtual people and everything else. That sounds like the new world order to me. But I'm saying, people, these people that you see representing these networks and these big things that the government put on, I already point them out and show you. All of them is government folks. But I'm saying, are they real human beings? Are they really? I don't think so, people. I don't think so. Now, we talk about the Joe Biden and, you know, the serpents coming out of his sleeve. And, you know, a lot of people see that and, you know, they're trying to find excuse for it. They, you know, they come up with a lot of shit like, oh, it could be this, could be a wire, oh, that. No, they're serpent peoples. You got to understand. That's the reason why the serpents is on the medical care, the healthcare industry. That's why they're on the World Organization, the World Health Organization. It's them people, it's these damn serpents. You don't get it, they are serpents. Bloodlines of the damn fallen angels. Yes, they got the serpents in them, and I ain't playing. I already told you, people, they are serpents. All of them. So when you see they put on a Jeff Bezos and a Mark Zuckerberg, you already know what happened, people. These are their bloodlines. Nobody come up, none of these people come up with shit. You got to understand that. But in order for them to sell it to the regular people, they have to use so-called regular people. You understand what I mean? So the government can't just come out and say, man, you know, say for instance, you know, Obama in power, one of them in power, say for George Bush, come on and say, now I got this, we got this new technology, we come up with the military and blah, blah, say, we can do all of this right here. We can, communicate and we can link up with our friends. We can post things. And what would you think? What would you think if it's a president come announce that head of security or whoever they call them or whatever they call them and give them ranks? What if it was them so-called introduce Facebook to you and tell you we create this shit right here? I'm telling you right now, 3/4 of the people who's on Facebook wouldn't be on there. That's just logic. That's just real shit. They're not gonna be there because they're looking at it like this is something that the government got to catch us doing wrongs, to catch us in some kind of, to contradict certain things that we put out there, that we say, and now they can prove it with the post. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people will look at it like that and they will never go on there, period. They will never go there and post a gun. They'll never go there and post something that they stole. They will never post threats on there. Why? You're looking at it like, okay, the government and the CIA come up with this shit. I ain't fucking with it. That's what I think. 3/4 of the people that's on there right now wouldn't be there. 100%, I'm sure. Now, when you come and say this guy, this little kid right here, because Mark Zuckerberg was a kid, a fucking kid. Now, he there and in his dorm room and him and his friend or whatever, him and this other partner, and they come up with Facebook. You hear me? Okay, I'm going to say this. Just in case you're dumb, that wasn't the first so-called social media where people, can interact and post stuff. And they used to have a thing called MySpace. MySpace was the one. Everybody was like, MySpace, MySpace. I must be the only one never have a fucking MySpace account. But they said MySpace and they're basically giving you, just like you see there are Bitcoin right now and it's not going to be the one. They just use that for the prop. So, we seen it and we like, it's something different about this. So the MySpace basically was a prop. They put it there and then the Facebook going to be the big one to take over. Okay. So when they introduced to you this kid, and I have a video on it. I did a video on it. It's on BitChute. And they're showing this little guy, weird looking character with the hairline pushed back all the way to the middle. If you believe that's a real human being, there's something about you you need to look into. That's not a real human being. So he come and he said, listen, he showed the 33. That's his number of his dorm room. The number beyond 33. So he come, good morning America, and showing that shit, and 33 post up right beside him, and they say, yeah, it's like this little kid, and coming up with Facebook and all of this shit, and I'm just laughing. No lie. Back then, I'm sitting there laughing at the fuckers, like, really? Do you believe that this little kid in a dorm room can have this so-called, amount of resource? No lie, people. Come on now. Come on. Let's be real here. Where would a kid in a dorm room get this kind of resource to say, we go put Facebook together, have the whole wide world and every fucking corner of the earth is there? You kidding me? With a couple of billion of people on there? Ah, people, hold on here. You really believe that it's this little kid from his little college dorm room? I'm telling you, man. You don't tell him what the people would believe, man. Don't tell him what you would believe. That's the reason why they give us a pandemic. I keep saying that, but the people don't understand. We reach a level of dumbness where they say, yes, it's the time. You believe in all of the dumb shit that they sell you. It's time. I'm saying, people, where did the Mark Zuckerberg get this kind of resource to make a Facebook from his dorm room? You can't do it. You think you can? Shit. I say, if you think you can make a Facebook? Come on, people. That's some dumbass shit. You think they're going to put something together, let it out there, and then that's what people depend on for information for the most part. People depend on it for news and everything. They're waiting for somebody to post something on Facebook for them to... You feel what I'm saying? That's how a lot of people, you know, live with the Facebook. Some people can't get off it. If you move it for 2 days, some people will die. Some people will feel some kind of reaction to that. Withdrawal. So I'm saying that this little dumb kid in school, I don't care how smart he is, he's still a kid and he can't be smarter than them grown folks. You understand what I mean? Yeah, even if you know some more shit in a book, can't be smarter than real folk in life. No, because you know what people go through in life, that make them, you know, more sense up. If you want to be real, people that go into shit no more than people who don't. Experience it firsthand. I want to know how did the little kid come up with this Facebook shit that can reach people on the other side of the earth. Everybody hook up to this one network. What are you telling me? He the one who come up with the idea and then the government further it? I said no, because like I don't tell you, they have a social media already that do the same thing. MySpace. So it wasn't no groundbreaking idea. It wasn't, people. It wasn't no groundbreaking idea. Or maybe it is. Maybe they see it on the damn MySpace. They're like, damn. You know, they come up with this MySpace and, you know, we could just do the Facebook on their ass and make that shit what we wanted. Show this little, you know, Jewish-looking kid with the airline pushback. Say, so, yeah, he come up with this shit. No, people. This is a government trick to watch everybody in the world. That's the reason. Now, when I say everybody and I just mentioned that they have like 2 billion people on there, basically. You say, oh, they're going to watch everybody. Because you're in a house with 5 people, 4 of them have it and you don't. They're watching you as well. Of course. They know about you as well. Between those 4 people, yeah, you've been mentioned on there. You know what I mean? So, with that being said, you can see how you can get, you know, tied into that without even having it. You get mentioned on it and you're not on there. So what I'm saying is that Facebook basically can give account to almost everybody in the world. You understand what I'm saying? They can get to almost everybody in the world. If you have 7.5 billion people in the world and you're reaching 2 billion, yeah, you're reaching 2 billion, then the 2 billion can reach 2 more billion. You know what I mean? So when you look at that, people, that was a design system to take over the people, and now you see it a little bit clearer with your metaverse. You got that? That's how it is. So they're leading you right now into a virtual reality. Remember, I tell you, and I even see a commercial the other day on TV where they're showing you that they can fly around in space, and they're showing you them in the space center or whatever they call it with them floating, and they say all you need is what? A VR goggles. A virtual reality goggles, and they can show you them float in space. What I don't tell you, I told you that before. I said the only way they can take you to space is by a VR, virtual reality style, or a simulator. Any one of them will fool your dumb ass, no doubt. So, with them injecting everybody right now, virtual reality the world, you never know if John really live over there. Or is Tom really live in Jamaica? Or that man really live in Canada? that I'm interacting with in this game? How do you know they're real people? I think this is part of the depopulation. Yes, to hide it. To hide the depopulation when they get you in a certain level of dumbness. Like, okay, this is how you work now. You're going virtual. Go on ahead and buy shit. Live in the virtual world. You can go places where you've never been. Go on ahead and do virtual. And then, bam. You're sitting there thinking that you're meeting real people in there because you're a real person. So you say, yeah, all of these avatars real. You never understand. That's going to be the depopulation and people not going to be able to see it because they're living in the virtual world. Not real reality they're getting when they have that shit on their face. You understand me, people? That's some wicked shit. And what kind of reaction you're going to have having that shit on your fucking face all day? I tell you, people, they're out to turn the masses into zombies. And they sleep. Now, we go discuss another thing before we get into the other topic. Because, you know, I be looking into certain things with this ranking on Earth. Rankings. And I be looking at it like, this is some serious shit, the way they could, you know... How can you have a queen, people? How can you have a queen? How can you have kings? Where is these princesses and these... Because the other day I seen a little thing where something going on in Japan where they claim that the princesses, the princess basically... I didn't even know they have princess in Japan. The princess is basically in love with somebody else that's not part of the royalty or whatever they said. And... you know, the princess go and live with this man and all, you know, and move out of there. I guess they move out of Japan and they end up in America or whatever. We have the Meghan Markle and Prince Harry bullshit and they leave in the... I'm asking the people, how these people get to be queens and kings and princesses over you? And you actually accept it. You accept it. You accept this. You accept somebody is over you. Why did you do that? Why did you accept somebody as a king? Why? Why? What's up with this earth ranking that... I'm telling you, people, this is a devil earth. It's a devil earth when you have a so-called queen and kings and... No, I don't believe that. I believe those are sheep that follow those people and call them queens and kings. God make us all... as equal people on this earth. That's what you need to know. The creator creators have equal people. That's why I tell you. You can't use color to mount over people. You can't use whatever you say you got and they don't got to tower over people. Values and whatever. You can't do that. So how would you get queens and kings on this earth? All deception. So these people right here have more power in the earth so they can make you bow to them. Do you believe that? I always talk about the Christopher Columbus system that they have on the masses from back then. And a lot of people believe that the Christopher Columbus was actually a person. First of all, Christopher is actually Lucifer, the devil. That's why they use that word. So, it's a system run by the queen. Back in the days. And they claim that, listen, you know, we the ruler of this earth or whatever. And you know, we working for the real bloodlines of this devil thing, so they can do anything they want. Now, with the queen get the ranking and being a queen, you got to understand that this person is deep into the devil occult. Deep. No lie, I always tell you. I tell you that the queen is basically a part of the bloodline. That means that's also a serpent motherfucker right there. No doubt about it. You hear the voice and how it talk and everything? You better wake your ass up and you're probably going to die at 96. 96 right on the cord in next year. But we saying though, people, they put this system together to conquer the people. To conquer the world, to take over the lands and let you buy it from them, let you rent it from them, let you lease it from them. That's the reason why they come up with the Christopher Columbus. It's a system. So this so-called queen that higher than the regular people put the whole thing together to capture the world, take over most of the world. And remember, it's not only the queen for say, but it's more people that they put on, they plant all over the world. Like you see, America got own lands and own countries. You know, America own countries, they own Alaska. Alaska don't belong to America. What do you think? You talk about Hawaii and Puerto Rico and all these places and Guantanamo Bay. And what do you think? I'm trying to tell you how they do it. So I tell the people all the while, technology is what they use to conquer mankind. Whatever they come up with, going against the creator, going against naturality, and they come up with it, they use it against us because it's actually a weapon. Yeah, literally weapon. So when they say, yeah, we got weapons, these little, you know, people down there, they don't know shit about nothing. We're going to run up on them. Don't matter how much of them there, they don't have these type of weapons that we have. So you can tell that the government really come up with weapons to divide and conquer the people. Weapons. Come up with weapons to conquer the people. So they're the one who make weapons for power. That's what weapons was made for. Guns and them things was made to maintain power, to hold your power. So these people come up with that shit, run all over the world that they can, hijack the earth, basically from the peoples. Remember, people was already there. They already scatter everywhere. They already let them scatter all over. And then the next thing is to take over the lands. Yes, use it for their benefit. Yeah. So, they look at it like, okay, they come in and they say, we got guns. You lay down and give me what you got. It's just like a modern day robbery. Same thing. Lay down and give me what you got. They take over and they actually put your ass to work for them. You see how slavery start? You're sitting there thinking that, yeah, they're beating them on the back now. They sign an agreement with them and say, listen, we're going to make this better. Then you can work for us. We're going to give you the seeds to plant and you grow it for us. How about that? Instead of you scratching and doing all this shit, we got this. We can produce all of this shit and bam, we on. That's how they take over. We're going to put a road over there. We're going to put a building over there. We're going to put... You never have that. You can't have that without us. So all you need to do is heal. Anything we say goes. That's how you see them run countries. You understand? So the Freemasons own all countries. Every single one of them. You understand? So you see independence. They say, independence this. Barbados just get independence or whatever they said. And make the sodomite Rihanna national hero and all of this shit. And guess what? Those people going to be still on the bandage. They're going to still on the system. They're not free. They're not. There's no independence for nobody. Anybody who celebrates independence is dumb. 100%. Independence meaning that you're free to do whatever you want. You're not, whatever you get independence from, not supposed to be tied to you. None at all. So if I said, you know, I'm growing up in my mom's house, nah, I need independence, mom. She need to get out there. The mom said, yeah, you got your independence now. Send you out there. What that mean? Mean the mom don't got no strings attached to you. He mean that you can go over there left, you can go over there right. That's your business. Whatever come with it, that's you. That's independence. But that's not what they call independence in this world. So, a lot of countries get independence, but still, the one world government still own them. What's independence, people? Every country. Go back and check. I don't have to name one particular country. Every one of them have an independence. Everyone. But they still gotta follow the laws of the one world government. Now, South Africa, they tell you about with the new variant, the Omicron. If that's not bullshit, I eat my clothes. It is bullshit. Not even close. Now, you see that somebody come to America, you have to be, them people have to be tested. You hear what I say though? You show up with a test and it's negative. They let you in and you're gone. How the fuck the Omicron get in America? They let you go and you're gone. You get a, you have a negative test, you're gone in the American public. Then you have the fucking virus. Right? That's what they say, they find it. Because you tested positive coming in. You tested positive coming in, you're going to have a problem. Did you test him at that time and find the Omicron in him? And then you just keep it and wait. And then you say it's a South African variant. No, people, you have to understand, every country that don't participate in the right way gonna get punished because they're owned by the world government. I talk about the AD prime minister, they kill him. The president, they don't shoot him, they kill him. America and them just send out some mercenary and wipe him out because he's not following the guidelines with this COVID. You have to issue the vaccine and issue it with pride, meaning you have to go there and take it as well. Let everybody see that you're taking it and you're down with it, and then you tell them to go get it because it's the only way to get out of this pandemic. But he didn't. That's what the government wanted him to do, to be like, hey, take the vaccine, people. He didn't. And not only he didn't, he telling them, hey, don't send no more vaccine here. We don't want it. Just come on and just seize that for a minute. We got some little remedy here. We will live with the remedy. So, nah, can't do that. Boom! They execute him. The next couple of days, like I don't tell you in my video, next couple of days, AD get their big shipment of vaccine. What does that mean, people? Nobody follow those shit up because they don't pay attention. Now, back to the South Africa. The South Africans being like, nah, Pfizer and Moderna, y'all sending, y'all moving too fast with this vaccination. Hold on. Now we have these people on ground and they're not sucking it up. So why you keep sending them here? Just hold on for a minute. Hold your horses that we distribute these that you got already on us. And the people do not want it. You don't understand. They can't get everybody in this world to be like, yes, I need this rescuing from the government. You can't get everybody to do that. In some countries, they got different pattern how they live. And they be like, nah, we don't want no damn vaccine, even if they do believe in the virus. So South Africans say, nah, hold on. Easy with your damn vaccines, dude. What happened? Yeah, we're going to make the new variant come from where you live then. We're going to make the new variant come from South Africa and we're going to lock you out of the rest of the world. What do you think, people? I sit there and watch Brazilian president say, our prime minister, whatever they call him, and he said, nah, don't worry about no COVID. And then, boom, they say he got the COVID, just like Donald Trump. Not only that, I think they say Brazil is second behind America in deaths. That's how they do it. Once they point a finger on them and say, these people don't want to follow the guidelines that we have. Yes, something bad gonna so-called happen to prove that the vaccination is the best way to go. So, with the new variant come from South Africa, they lock them out. And then, of course, they're feeding them with the vaccine now. Hurry up and take it because you're locked down from the rest of the world. You need to get your vaccines. Ah, man, I tell you, the people, it's wicked, people. It's some wicked things going on here on Earth. So we gotta look into things right now and be like, okay, this is where the world going. Don't deny it. You know, a lot of people, like I say, you have to accept these things and stop being in denial. Being in denial can't help you. You acting like it's not there can't help you, people. So you can't be in denial to fight against this shit that they got going on for us right here. You got to admit it, right? So we admit it that they got more tragedy than us. They got more media. They got the media. They got the airwaves. They got so many things over us. And even though we talk about the Facebook and people say, you know, we get all that little information. No, they monitor that shit. You understand? So say, for instance, something good come out, a piece of truth. I'm trying to send that shit around Facebook. No, it's not going to go viral for say. It's not going to hit all the airwaves. If they see that you're sharing that shit and they check it, they'll be like, no, this is not part of what we got going on. They will shut that shit down. No lie. See it with my own eyes. It happened to me. So I'm saying though, with them control the airwaves and control what get to the people, we in trouble. Yeah, we really in trouble, people. Because now, they're telling you that this is not good, this is good. Oh, if you say, I want the stuff that's not good, no, you can't have it. The stuff that they say not good, you can't have it. No, I want it. No, you can't have it. That's just how it is. So, we don't think that the world is going to a good place right now with all the stuff that I mentioned. Every time, new variant. And I tell you, one day a variant gonna come. And that's it. They're gonna tell you this variant knocking over everybody. But it's gonna be actually the vaccine that doing it. You understand? So therefore, they have to sense a truth. They have to sense a real truth. So I'm gonna just mention this before I go to the next segment. You know, we on BitChute, and you know, everybody feel like, yeah, you know, you can run there and get a mag video or go there and get some truth, but that's not the case. And what you have to understand is one day they're gonna come up with a psyop. I'm just telling you right now, you know, just in case, you know, you're comfortable with the BitChute. I'm just telling you what's gonna happen. Okay, so this is not a if or a but, it's when. So I'm saying one day they're gonna pull off a psyop. When the psyop come to, they're gonna say, yes, this person right here was on BitChute and they do this and they do that. They do terrorism or whatever. It can be anything. It can be any one of those random things. Because they already have it out there that the BitChute is a dangerous network full with hate speech and everything else. So you got to understand they already put a label on it. And then later on, they're going to come with a psyop big enough for them to shut it down. That's it. They're going to come up with a psyop big enough for them to shut down the whole BitChute and the ones that follow. No lie, they're gonna do it, because there is no way, there's no fucking way they're gonna let that shit go on. You understand? There's no way. We understand that they suppress it where you can't find it in Google and you don't get no apps and you can't get no apps from the app store for it. But no, they're gonna pull off a psyop and they're gonna rip that shit down. No doubt about it. Now, another thing I wanna talk about is the so-called global warming that they got going on. Not, you know, I talk about it all the time, but the fact that they're removing stuff and putting in stuff in place is kind of what fucking with me now. Because I kind of like go back in time. I'm looking at it like, okay, so we got glass bottles. I don't know if you remember, the bottles was all glass. You buy a soda, it's in a glass bottle. Anything you buy, basically, in a, with liquid, basically, it's basically going to be in a glass bottle. Right? Yeah. They have bottles that I used to buy stuff in, and it used to be glass bottles, and now it's plastic. Now, I guess they're looking at it like, you know, a plastic can just drop and break, or you know, you could be, you know, bringing in the grocery and something drop, or, you know, glass is more heavier. And so them time when they got glass, I guess its weight was a problem. I don't know, but guess best believe they did have a problem, because that's how they do it out of chaos. So I don't know what the glass, I'm going to have to look into that. I might have to look into that and see. But the glass there, I didn't find no problem with it, but they did. So they switch it out to plastic. And I want to go back, man. I told you, man, sometime it's good to go back sometime and check those documentaries out when they're talking about these things and how good plastic gonna be for the people. Because after all, they have to do that. Yeah, they're telling you that they're going into this new age and they're giving you plastic instead of glass. Of course, they're going to sell you it real smooth. Like, yeah, this, I want to see that shit. Maybe that, yeah, plastic gonna be so much lighter and you're gonna be able to do this and you're gonna be able to do that. And now, bam, the plastic is the destruction of the earth. Basically, that's what they tell you. Plastic getting in fish, plastic this, plastic that, plastic is getting into everything. Why did you remove the glass? What happened to the glass bottle? You come up with an agenda to remove it? Okay, so what the fucking problem is now with the plastic that you put in place? I'm trying to tell you, people. So, we use that as an example to say, all the gas cars gonna be gone. All the gasoline cars gonna be gone. I don't know if they're gonna make it like more high demand for, say, like put out these electric cars and then if you want a gas car, you have to pay a bunch of money, or, you know, something gonna be out there like that. So I'm looking into it like, okay, gas car, you give us gas car, you make all of this car to use this fucking fluid that you make. They tell us that. Destroying the earth. By it burning and blowing through the tailpipe, it messing up the earth. You make billions and billions of cars to use that same gasoline burning through the tailpipe. And then you come telling us that it's destroying the earth. So now you gotta go electric. And just like they went from glass bottle to plastic, same way they're gonna go from gas car to electric. Did you see the fucking result in the plastic? Yeah, you can tell me. Let me know. The plastic, they say, destroying the earth, not the glass bottle. Same thing gonna happen later on when they bring in that so-called electric car and take away the gas. Yes, it's like jumping out of a frying pan straight into the damn fire. No lie. Because what you gonna do now? You have this big lithium battery riding around in that shit. It can caught fire at any point. It can burn up. You believe that, people? Now I'm gonna ask this question. The electric car that you're making next, the so-called, you know, all of these cars gonna turn electric. You're gonna make them so they don't have to charge? I'm just saying, people, you stand there with this electric, trying to charge a car, a fucking lithium battery, that shit can blow up in your face. I'm not lying, people, and where those batteries gonna be basically destroyed at? Where they gonna dispose them at? Those are some dangerous chemical. Wow, people. Can you imagine that start going back into the earth? Let me say that again. Can you imagine that shit start going into the earth? Those chemicals from those batteries, those lithium batteries, with all those kind of funny acid in there to give you this long or strong current and all of that. What do you think, people? What do you think? It's not gonna be good for the earth for real. That gonna be the next problem for the other peoples. That's what they're doing. What do you think? Everything they do is basically just for the time. Just for the times. Then they move on to the next. That's how they do it. So the electric car is gonna be another disaster for the people. But you're never gonna know until they switch them all over. Switch them all over. All them go switch over. So then, you want a gas car? You're going to be spending a lot of money just to get a gas car. And gas. Gas going to be expensive. That's one of the things you're going to see in the new world order. Either scarce or short. So, they want to go the next route. Move you from one area to another but that don't mean that it's better. That's it. Later on, chaos over the fucking electric cars. Yes, driving around by themselves and everything. They're gonna show you the chaos with that because they have to. Anything they give you is about chaos. No doubt. And to control the masses, you go in this route and still gonna blow it up in their face later on. Because I tell you, they need to make an electric car that you just drive around. Don't stop to put shit in the tank. And the last time I checked, electric is not free. So it's not like you're saying that. Because a lot of people say, yo, you know, at least I buy a Tesla for, you know, certain amount of money. It's like, you know, at least it will save me buying gas. The current that you put in there is not free, buddy. It's not. And the new world order cars, they're watching you. Now, if you have a car like, I would say, maybe 2011 or so. Some of them like from 2008, basically got some, you know, little Bluetooth stuff and, you know, but for the most part, they want you to get a new car. The cars that basically have all this, the technology in there where they can actually watch you in real time. When they kick in the 5G, everybody gonna be watched. Your vehicle and everything gonna be controlled by somebody. Some people, some computer, something. So that means Amber Alert, beep. It says such and such, boom, then turn off that car. Turn it off right there. You hear what I say? Remember, they're already doing this right now. If you take a car from the rent-a-car company and they say bring it back and you fumble, they turn it off right there and then they send somebody to pick it up. So that's what they're going to do with those cars, those electric cars, those cars with all these sensors and driving by itself. Those cars can't go nowhere without them knowing. That car is a track car. And that's what they want to give everybody. Driving there, they know it's you. You're like a dot on their damn screen. And I said, they can do anything to the car that they want. They can turn it off. They can make it go backwards. They can turn it. They can do anything they want to that car in real time when they put out the 5G. So remember, that shit is nothing good that they're going to right now, giving you the global warming. I already told you, it basically gonna clear the way for the new world order. That's what they're doing. That's why they're kicking up on it right now. All of this so-called global warming, people need to panic. Yes, it's a setup, people, 100%. To lead you down the road that they want you, easier for them to control you, give you more technology, it's more hold on you. What you think? The more technology you got, the more you're in bondage. There's no technology that don't watch you. There's no technology that don't know you head to toe. That's what you need to know. The technology is to watch the people, keep a monitor on them, 100%. Yeah, shout out to all my Sunday people, man. You already know. Mag again on, you already know, people. But yeah, we come on back on the radio show maybe tomorrow or Tuesday, you know that, go look out for it. iHeart Radio and Spreaker. Yeah, big up everybody who watched Mag, man. And I'm gonna put out a video in a little bit, so look out for it on BitChute. Yeah, I'm gone.